Looking at the cup again, I can see that round the oval base runs a thin band with 67 Chinese characters on it. Now, in Europe, you might expect this kind of band to be a motto or a dedication or something like that. But in fact, here, the characters list six craftsmen involved in the different processes involved in manufacturing the cup. Making the wooden core, undercoat lacquering, topcoat lacquering, gilding the ear handles, painting, and then final polishing. The name of every one of the craftsmen. And then, and this could surely happen only in China, it goes on to list the seven product inspectors whose responsibility was to guarantee quality. Six craftsmen, seven supervisors. This is the stuff of real bureaucracy. The list reads:
the wooden core by Yi, lacquering by Li, topcoat lacquering by Dang, gilding of the ear handles by Gu, painting by Ding, final polishing by Feng.
What I find fascinating about this cup is that it is such a powerful document of the link between craft production and state administration.
Chief Administrator Liang, his deputy Feng,
bureaucracy as a guarantee of beauty,
and Chief Clerk Bao.
It's not something that's familiar to the modern European, but for the journalist and China expert Isabel Hilton, it's a continuing tradition in Chinese history.
Well, in Han times, the government had a major role in industry, partly to deal with its military expenditure in order to finance the kind of expeditions that it required against the aggressive peoples of the north and the west, again, echoes of today.